We still have an open front door, though.
Sean Sylvain of Nashua says he never lets his guard down.
Whenever I go into a building, I'm always looking for exits, and I constantly play scenarios in my head. You know, if somebody does come in and want to do us harm, what would you grab?
So you actually think about that every time you're...
All the time.
Sylvain is one of about 20 students in a four-hour class at the Nashua Police Station.
So before I kick off, just a couple of housekeeping items.
The course gives tips on surviving attacks like the one in San Bernardino and treating the wounded. This isn't the first time Sylvain's trained to respond to danger.
It was a Citizens Police Academy that I attended to, and I'm a concealed carry holder, and I thought it would be very good, especially with all that's been in the news.
Sylvain admits he's what you call hypervigilant. But that's not the reason everyone's here. Kathy Eicher teaches in a Nashua public school.
It seems like it should be a standard across the board teaching.
It's a teacher that's within the school, and she's calling 911.
Police officer Adam Anderson kicks off the class by playing the teacher's 911 recording from Columbine.
So that's where it stops, mainly because then the shooters just went down the library and just began executing people that were waiting on the floor.
Anderson says the teacher told the kids to lie under the tables. He asked the class to consider other options.
The main thing to take away from this is do something, whether it's run, barricade, you know, deny them access, or fight, but do something. Don't just hide and hope the person isn't going to shoot you.
Anderson gives practical advice. Look for all possible exits. If you can't reach them, block the doors with desks or file cabinets. Cover the windows and turn out the lights. And if all else fails, defend yourself.
You're using a broken off broom handle and you jab him in the face and it goes in his mouth, out the back of his head. Offices have scissors, like fire extinguisher, anything. Don't fight fair and use the element of surprise. Keep attacking until the threat has been eliminated.
But the class doesn't encourage people who carry guns to actively engage.
The one thing this course isn't teaching, you are at the Pheasant Lane Mall and down at Sears, you hear that there's an active shooter. This course isn't designed to pull my gun out and I'm going to go charging into Sears and I'm going to solve this problem.
Anderson says he supports the right to carry, but civilians typically don't have the training, enough ammunition, or a way to communicate with police officers. And in the midst of chaos, they may get mistaken for the bad guy.
Their mission was to kill.
Repeatedly, Anderson shows clips from other catastrophes.
Please no.
The Virginia Tech and Fort Hood shootings, the Boston Marathon bombing, the Mumbai and Paris terrorist attacks.
Are you feeling the fear by talking about armed intruders and what you might be able to do with them?
Jim Ramsey teaches security studies at UNH. He says that's a question worth asking, but learning self-defense has its place.
If this sort of thing were to happen, complete ignorance is probably not going to lead to wiser decisions. Education, on balance, helps reduce or control fear because a greater understanding of something helps us react and, I think, react better.
The United States sees an average of 18 active shooter events a year. That number is more than double the incidents between 2000 and 2007. Those statistics prompted the state's insurance company to train police officers, like the ones in Nashua, to train civilians. And Nashua officers have made sure to spend part of the training on how to quickly treat someone who's wounded.
And so the next part of this is going to cover what you as citizens can do to help give us those 3 minutes to get there.
This second half of the class on emergency medicine is the first of its kind in the state.
So once I get this tied around as tight as I can, you want to take some type of mechanical device, wrap it in there.
Officer Dave Elliott demonstrates how to use a tourniquet or whatever's on hand to stop the bleeding.
When it comes to street medicine, and all I have is a dirty, oily rag, am I going to use that rag? Absolutely. We'll worry about infection and everything later. I got to help that person survive long enough to get to a hospital for higher care.
Attendees like Marie Hendra say it's good to think ahead.
I work at the Adult Learning Center. We have a very open door policy. We sometimes feel like we're a sitting duck. We put a lot of safety measures in place, but it's never enough.
So far, more than 100 people have taken the class, and 4 more classes through the next 2 months are nearly full. Nashua police officials say they'll offer the class as long as the public wants it. For NHPR News, this is Cheryl Rich-Kern.